Turning to church news now, and Pope Benedict XVI today urged those trying to solve conflicts around the world to look to the hard-won peace in Northern Ireland. The Holy Father made the comments as he greeted Ireland's new ambassador to the Holy See, Noel Fahy, at an audience in the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo. Emma McCarthy has more.
For over 1,600 years, Christianity has shaped the cultural, moral and spiritual identity of the Irish people. It lies at the heart of Irish civilization and, according to Pope Benedict XVI, has lost nothing of its significance for contemporary Irish society since it touches man's deepest sphere, upholding the dignity of every person and the necessary ideals for every democracy. The Pope's lengthy discourse to Ambassador Fahy this Saturday touched on various arguments such as the Northern Irish peace process and the environment, but the focus was on what the Pope described as the unique relationship between church and state in Ireland, a relationship that, despite the island nation's unprecedented economic growth and encroaching secularism, has taken on surprisingly new impetus. The Holy Father was referring to the recent launch of a structured dialogue between the church and the government. The state-sponsored body draws together the country's civil and religious representatives to discuss issues of common concern, while at the same time respecting the legitimate and necessary autonomy of church and state. The Pope applauded the initiative, pointing out that in a pluralist democratic society, faith and religion should not really be restricted to a merely private sphere. He said the historical rise of brutal totalitarian regimes, contemporary scepticism in the face of political rhetoric, and a growing uneasiness with the lack of ethical points of reference regarding scientific research all point to the imperfections and limitations within both individuals and society. The Holy Father continued that when truth is disregarded, relativism takes its place. Instead of being governed by principles, political choices are often determined more and more by public opinion. The Church, he concluded, in this field and in articulating revealed truth, serves all members of society, far from threatening the tolerance of differences or indeed usurping the role of the state, and thus keeps public debate rational, honest and accountable. I'm Emma McCarthy.